University of Connecticut President Susan Herbst has upheld the school's decision to fire men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie. He was fired in March and a replacement was named shortly after. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, UConn intends to show that Ollie deserved to be fired because he was involved in NCAA rules violations.
It's important to the university to prove that the coach's firing was for cause because that means the $10 million left on his contract shouldn't be paid out. Now the school is looking to strengthen its case by blaming Ollie for NCAA rules violations. A Freedom of Information request by the Hartford Courant shows that the school told the NCAA that Ollie is responsible for holding an impermissible workout with a recruit on campus. There's more listed in the report, including a call to a potential recruit from UConn great Ray Allen that the school says Ollie put together. Dom Amore reported the story for the Courant.
It seems like they're trying to leverage their way by saying, you know, we can get you on these minor things, but we also have these major things that might stand up. So there's going to be question as to whether that rises to the level of misconduct that would constitute just cause.
The school says it's not commenting beyond the release of the documents because the employee matter has not yet been resolved. Ollie and his lawyers don't believe he should have been fired for cause, so an arbitrator will hear his case. Amore suggests the two sides could work out a settlement.
Perhaps they could meet in the middle, find a figure that they're both okay with, and also language of the terms that Kevin can live with, because I know he wants to preserve his reputation in his name.
For his part, Ollie hasn't said much since the firing, but he did send a letter to UConn fans this week. The former UConn coach and player referenced his replacement, Dan Hurley, saying, quote, "I continue to bleed blue and wish Coach Hurley and the players all the best as they compete for the next NCAA title." Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.